When you're getting ready to have broadband light treatments or a laser procedure, there's lots of things you can do to get the best result possible and also help avoid complications. First of all, it's important to avoid sun exposure for 2 weeks prior to your procedure. You should also avoid using any sunless tanner on your face 2 weeks prior to any BBL treatments. If you're taking Accutane, you need to be off this for at least 9 to 12 months prior to any laser procedures. There's also a couple of other medications that are associated with something called phototoxicity, which means it makes your skin very sensitive to the light. Those would include tetracycline antibiotics and some other antibiotics like Bactrim and Levo. If you are taking these and can safely come off them before your procedure, it is advisable. Now, you also want to make sure that your skin is very well prepped for this procedure. And what we mean by prepping is that you're using skincare products that include hydroquinone and Retin-A in order to decrease the risk of hyperpigmentation or darkening of the skin after your procedure. If you're fair-skinned, it's advisable that you be on Retin-A or Triluma, and one of the hydroquinone products from Obagi called Clear or Blender. For more sensitive skin or patients who have melasma, Triluma may be the product that was recommended for you. Clear and Blender from Obagi both contain hydroquinone, which is the active ingredient to decrease that hyperpigmentation. So you could be using either one of these, and we usually combine this with a separate Retin-A. So if you're fair-skinned, it's advisable to use these products for 2 weeks as a minimum prior to your procedure. If you're a darker skin tone, it's best for you to use these probably 4 to 6 weeks prior to your procedure. And what these do is help minimize post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation or darkening of your skin after having done these procedures. If you are having a halo profractional microlaser peel or resurfacing, it's important for you also to take an antiviral medication to prevent the risk of a cold sore outbreak. Even if you've never had a cold sore before, it's important for you to take this medication. Typically, we start 1 day prior to your procedure, also take one the day of your procedure, and you will continue these until your prescription is completed. For a halo, this is likely a 3-dose regime, the day before, the day of, and the day after. If you're having ablative lasers, such as the profractional microlaser peel or resurfacing, you're going to have a longer prescription, and it may be up to 10 days that you're taking this medication. If you get a cold sore outbreak, it's important for you to let us know as soon as possible, as we'll increase the dose of this medication and give you some advice to avoid spreading the cold sores to other areas of your lasered skin. After your laser procedure, it's also important for you to continue avoiding sun exposure. If you had just broadband light treatments, you'll want to avoid sun for approximately 2 more weeks. That's the same as if you've had a halo. You want to avoid sun for 2 weeks prior to your procedure. If you've had a more aggressive laser, such as a profractional microlaser peel or resurfacing, it's advisable for you to continue avoiding sun for up to 3 months. Sunscreen needs to be reapplied every 2 hours if you're in the sun to get adequate protection. So you're also going to need to include probably physical barriers like a hat or a visor to maintain and get the best results possible. It's also important for you to invest in good continued skincare once you're healed to maximize and prolong your results. Generally, all products can be immediately resumed following your BBL treatments. So Clear, Blender, Triluma, or Retin-A can all be started the next day following your procedure. If you've had a halo procedure, you will likely restart your Clear, Blender, or Triluma 2 weeks after surgery. And 2 further weeks afterwards, you can restart your Retin-A. Now, the Retin-A is going to be the most irritating of these products, so you likely won't restart it daily, but maybe every 3 days, get to every other day, and then get back onto your regular regime gradually and slowly over time. If your skin is too sensitive, it's going to become more irritated and more red, so all you really need to do is just back off and take a few days and then re-add this again very slowly. So to summarize again, after a halo procedure, you're likely going to restart your hydroquinone product at 2 weeks following the procedure, and then add your Retin-A about 2 weeks later, gradually and slowly over time. If you're having a more aggressive laser, the timing is all going to be based on when your skin has healed. So again, you'll likely start your hydroquinone products first. This is going to be the clear and the blender. And we really will typically throw Triluma in here too, because Triluma has some steroid in it that makes the Retin-A more calming on the skin and you don't get quite as irritated. So you'll restart your hydroquinone containing skincare product 2 weeks after your skin has healed, and then approximately 2 weeks later, you're gradually going to re-add your Retin-A slowly over time. Now, during the healing process, if you find your skin becoming very itchy and irritated, it's okay to use an over-the-counter hydrocortisone cream, even those that contain aloe vera if you want to, and take oral Benadryl and oral antihistamines like Claritin and Zyrtec. So you want to hit it pretty hard with these antihistamines early on. If in 24 hours you're not seeing any good response from this and you're becoming more and more itchy, it's a good thing to call us and let us know, because we can potentially add a prescription strength, either oral or topical steroid, to help decrease this itching and irritation.